Wingtips brushing the waves. There was a moment of free fall, then a slap as the ship hit. It bobbed and spun slowly. The rock passed across the stars, wings booming, heading back to its secret valleys, and Kin relaxed. Through the hull of the ship there came a new sound, a soft murmur as of distant engines. The rim fall. She waited, with the soft padding of the helmet pressing against her closed eyes. Nothing happened. Then she remembered. It came as a shock, but that dwindled as she took control over the body. How could she have forgotten? Then she remembered about that too. Unless one forgot, how could one learn? She could feel Kin somewhere in her mind, a little flask of tastes and textures, senses and experiences. Around her, she could experience the disc, and she knew there was danger there. It would be too easy to lose herself in the sheer exhilarating enjoyment of it. She turned her mind back to the computers. You have done well.
That was my task.
I will allow some recollection to Kin Arad. She is me, after all. She will awake knowing something about us, and she will understand about the disc.
Yes.
She reached into the mind within her and made certain amendments. Then, contented, she let herself forget. Kin remembered. The memories were there, cold, hard, real, like shards of ice in the mind. She recalled the disc. The disc, she said, her voice flat in the shock of it, is the boot in the coal measure, the coin in the crystal, the filling in the tooth of the triceratops, the secret mark that reveals the maker. They couldn't resist it. They built a perfect universe, two specifications, but they couldn't resist adding the disc out here, hard to find, but a clue. How do I know? She shouted. The screen stayed blank. I know it. They weren't just the disc builders. They built the lot. The real Earth, Kung, all the stars. They laid down our fossils. We thought maybe great spindle kings had done that, but the spindle kings never existed. They were all part of the false strata of the new universe. We wondered if we'd evolved with the help of the kings. We never evolved. We were created, just like we create whales and elephants for our colony worlds. We're a colony universe. The builders just moved in and built it, and because everyone needs a history, they gave us a history. Just as we do with the new worlds, ancient bones, fabulous monsters, great spindle kings, wheelers. And we never realized it. We did it ourselves, and we never tumbled to it. Then one of them built the disc, almost as a joke, maybe. Certainly for no important reason. An exercise in ingenuity. It must have been an afterthought, a collection of neat ideas, put together after the main work was done. 70,000 years? That's the age of the universe. It's hardly got its paint scratched. We thought it was 4 billion years old. The evidence said that it was, and we believed in the evidence. She leaned back. She could still feel the memories there, like old facts forgotten until now. She probed them, gingerly, as a tongue explores a hollow tooth. Old. Intelligent. Divorced from matter. That's how I remember the builders. Each one bigger than we can imagine, or maybe smaller, because there would be nothing to measure except the ego. I said old. Even their age couldn't be measured, because until they built the universe, there was no time. Am I right?
We cannot answer that question briefly. We know nothing of them other than that which they told us.
What do you know of them, then?
Before them, there was only probability. They imposed a pattern on that probability.
Why?
Your company builds worlds. There is no real need. Your natal world is not overpopulated. Why?
Once we were overpopulated, and we found that the more people there were, the more they were the same. It was the only way we could survive. People had always dreamed of a unified world. We thought it would be a richer one. It wasn't. It meant that the Eskimo got educated and learned cost accountancy. But it didn't mean that the German learned to hunt whales with a spear. It meant Everyone learned how to press buttons, and no one remembered how to